Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is traveling to Kerala State, where the death toll from a massive temple fire has risen to roughly 100. Thousands had gathered there to witness a fireworks display being held as part of an annual religious festival. Officials say temple organizers did not have permission for the display. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Japan to take part in a Group of Seven meeting. Saturday in Kabul, he spoke about the U.S. troop commitment to the peacekeeping force in Afghanistan.
President Obama has made his policy very clear. His policy is to extend the period of time for the 9,800, and he has stated his intention to move thereafter to the 5,500, but he also has always said he will listen to his commanders on the ground, and he will evaluate the situation.
Observers say true national unity has been an elusive goal for Afghanistan's people, who also appear to be dissatisfied with the government. U.S. Secretary of State of Defense, that is, Ash Carter, he's in India during a wave of increased cooperation with India's military. He'll visit the Philippines as well while in Asia for the U.S. commitment for troops there and a base near the disputed South China Sea. U.S. Defense Department says Mr. Carter's visit to Asia aims to demonstrate the priority that the U.S. has placed on the Asia-Pacific region. Secretary Carter says the Asia pivot is not aimed at any particular country. And two members of Somalia's Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab militant group have been executed. It happened Saturday, executed for the murder of a journalist killed by a car bomb last year. This is VOA News. Belgian prosecutors said today the terror cell linked to the November attacks in Paris was planning a second attack in France, but last month decided to hit Brussels instead. Prosecutors have charged four more suspects linked to the Brussels bombings that killed 32. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel, speaking here through an interpreter, said his government and security forces will continue to be vigilant in pursuing suspects, even with the new arrest.
We are, of course, positive about the latest developments of searches. That is positive, and we have expressed our appreciation for our security forces, who have reached very good additional results.
Belgium's federal prosecutor says Paris attack suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted that he was the so-called man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at Brussels airport on March the 22nd. Abrini, a Belgian of Moroccan descent, is one of five people arrested in a series of raids Friday in Belgium. Senator Bernie Sanders won Saturday's Democratic caucus in the state of Wyoming, but even in victory, he failed to gain ground on his rival, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in the race to become the next U.S. president. Sanders spoke to supporters late Saturday.
No question in my mind that we have the momentum. Some of the polls out there are reflecting that momentum. A few weeks ago, we were 20, 30 points behind. Last significant poll that I saw had us 10 points behind.
Campaigning in Brooklyn, New York Saturday, ahead of the April 19th primary there, Clinton referred to New York values, which have been a contentious issue between the top two Republican Party candidates, New York businessman Donald Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who question whether New York values are good enough for the rest of America.
I not only love New York and am incredibly grateful every day that I had the honor of being your senator, but I actually think New York values are really good for America.
In the New York polls leading up to the April 19th vote, Trump has a 30-point lead over Cruz and other Republican candidate Ohio Governor John Kasich. The Economist and Time are the latest foreign news websites blocked in mainland China. New York Times reporting the censorship was likely triggered by the magazine's recent over-cover article critical of Chinese President Xi Jinping. China has blocked numerous international websites, including VOA, The New York Times, The Independent, and Bloomberg, Beijing downplaying the impact its practices are having on businesses from other countries.
That's the latest world news from VOA.